Shabbat Shalom. This is Reuben Abrahimov speaking. I'm also known as the Haftorah Man. This week's Parsha, Vayikra. It was my father, Zichrono Livracha's Bar Mitzvah, so it has a particular interest for me to understand it. It comes from the book of Yeshayahu, Isaiah. This is the man who has more Haftorahs than anyone else. Let's see some other things about him. In his book that he wrote, Yeshayahu, it's 66 chapters long. At the beginning, you have the Merkava, God's heavenly chariot lifting itself up and away. Then, what else do you have? From chapter 40 onward, it's this messianic view of Israel and how it's going to be. And in one of the most interesting chapters, it refers to the successor of Nebuchadnezzar, as far as ruler of the world, and we switched from the king of Babylon to the king of Persia, Koresh, Cyrus. And if you see, there's a cylinder, the Koresh or Cyrus cylinder, that is the first Bill of Rights of humanity. Nebuchadnezzar controlled people. Cyrus let people live freely. Just make sure that you pay your dues. So he's the man that let us come back to the land of Israel and rebuild the second Beit HaMikdash, Koresh. But now from Yeshayahu. After Moshe Rabbeinu, he was the greatest prophet that ever lived. He lived for 120 years. He had prophecies for about 95 of them. Many of them became Haftorahs. And he said many, many fantastic things. This Haftarah is from the chapter Perek Arbaim V'Shalosh, 43, Mem Gimel. And it reminds Yeshayahu, it is talking in the messianic part of the book, whenever you see chapters 40 onwards, all Shiva de Nechemta come from the chapters 40 onwards. And here you see that the purpose of the Jewish people, Amzu Yatzarti Li, I created this nation for my purposes, they should be worshiping me. But now, there's a comment, Lo he veseli se olosecha, and it goes on to say, but I don't hear the animals being sacrificed to me, and you're not honoring me with these. You don't give me the mincha offerings. You don't give me the incense. What's going on? You're forgetting who my God is, and that you didn't go offer me up with your taxes money to go to the Beit HaMikdash. No good. So now what? That the Bnei Israel are being castigated. They're being criticized so that they'll correct their ways. They've got to change their evil ways. And then, now, the promise is that even though they're deserving of punishment, Haskireni says, remember me, God says, remember me, that you would avoid trouble going down the road. And then now we go to the 44th chapter, Mem Dalet, and now the promise of future blessings. Good news, Va'ata Shema Yaakov, Avdi v'Yisrael b'charta bo. What is this? Yaakov and Yisrael. Isn't that the same thing? It's two spiritual states. Yaakov is the Bnei Yisrael, the people that are in the lower state, and Yisrael is the spiritually elevated God's people. Al tira avdi Yaakov v'yishurun b'charta bo. Have no fear. The ones that are close to me and following me, you that are still observing Judaism while in exile, in Babylonia, in the Babylonian exile, don't worry, you will sprout again. Hashem is unique. Ani Rishon va'ani Acharon umi ba'aladi ein Elokim. Just remember, I'm the first, I'm the last. There is no other. Hashem is everything. And that now the Haftarah ends and concludes with the discussion about the absurdity, the idiocy of idol worshiping. And it goes through that you take whatever it may be, metals, bronze, silver, gold, and you cast them into idols. You made them. And if you can't afford that, what do? You use wood. Then you say, wait a minute, you're making a deity out of wood, and then the rest of the wood, you burn a fire to offer up a sacrifice to this deity, whether it be Asherah, Baal, Molech, whatever. No good. That's crazy. What kind of God is that? That a man makes the God? Doesn't make any sense. So now, what are they talking about? That the people should do teshuvah. Bnei Israel should do teshuvah. Zechor Ela Yaakov v'Yisrael ki avdi ota. that you people have to remember who you serve. You serve Yud-Kei Vav-Kei. You serve Hashem. You don't serve Baal. You don't serve Asherah. And there's a way to serve God. It's written in the Torah. You have a base of Mikdash. You had one. Now you want to have it back again? Why don't you behave in a way that's consistent? So there were some people that behaved properly, and there's some people that didn't. So now, Teshuvah will bring about the Igu'ulah, that Yeshayahu is speaking to the people and encouraging them. He's giving them the spiritual carrot stick. Ranu shamayim ki asa Hashem. Hariu tachtiyot oretz. Pitzchu harim rina. Ya'ar v'chol eitzbo. Ki ga'al Hashem Yaakov uvi Yisrael yitpa'er. And that now, God is saying that the people that do teshuvah, and then this is the Navi speaking the words, that if you do teshuvah, that you will come close to God, and that you will then be redeemed, you'll have a geulah, and you'll go back to the land of Israel, live in Yerushalayim, and they will rebuild the Beit HaMikdash. B'meirah b'yameinu, amen. Shabbat shalom. Enjoy the Haftarah.